Currently, anyone who's caught driving a snowmobile under the influence is fined $625. The offense doesn't go on anyone's record, and insurance companies wouldn't know of it unless a claim was filed. Gary Eddy, snowmobile safety administrator for the DNR, says he and the governor's Snowmobile Recreation Council are reviewing a proposal to tie drunk driving offenses to a person's driver's license, similar to what's done in neighboring states. Eddie says it could reduce alcohol-related deaths in Wisconsin.
The current 2007-2008 snowmobile season, 64% of our 25 fatalities have involved alcohol use. The main premise behind this being asked for is a lot of the advocates are seeing the results from Michigan and Minnesota reducing the number of fatalities in their states. This season, Michigan is sitting at 18 fatalities, Minnesota is sitting at 8.
But Morris Nelson, legislative chairman for the Association of Wisconsin Snowmobile Clubs, says the venture would be too costly. He adds the fatality data is easy to explain.
We get slacked pretty bad because we have more deaths in Minnesota and Michigan, but Michigan only has about 8,000-9,000 miles of snowmobile trail. We have 26,000, and Minnesota has a 50-mile-an-hour speed limit 24 hours a day.
Gary Eddy of the DNR counters that tying alcohol offenses to a driver's license wouldn't be expensive because they're already revamping their citations electronic database. He adds it'll take time to gather data and make a case for lawmakers to consider in a future legislative session. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.